Sunday, August 18th, I flew in a small plane with Helen and George Christian from the ranch back to Washington. This is a unique month in our life, a time of slowing down, of quiet, a time of sadness, and I approach leaving Linden with a tentative, uncertain feeling. Perhaps even my presence would be helpful. Yet there are other things that need to be done now. One is a meeting of the Audiovisual Committee of the library, which if it doesn't take place on Sunday the 18th will have to be postponed until the last of September because Dr. Grover is going to Europe. And there were other things I wanted to do. A little party for Connie Freeman, who is getting married. And Orville and Jane are my favorite people in the cabinet, next to Secretary Rusk. And I need to work on all the films, the monthly diary type, that are being ground out are slowed up, depending on whether I look at the scripts and the interlock when they are ready, having at the same time the advice from someone close in Linden's office, like Harry Middleton, and the technical movie judging eye of Jack Valenti. And as a sort of personal plum, I wanted to have a little afternoon party for about 40 or 50 close friends and give them one of the magnolias that had been propagated from the elms or from the Andrew Jackson magnolia here at the White House. So, for all these reasons, I flew back, arriving a little after lunch, which I ate in a hurry on a tray, and then at 2:30, for the business of the day, what principally brought me back to Washington, a meeting of the Audiovisual Committee of the library in the tree room, which I shall always think of as my own board of directors room. Dr. Stanton was faithfully on hand, and Dr. Grover, with Arthur Drexler and Gary Yarrington and Dorothy. Juanita was in Europe, and Busby in Texas, and Leonard Marks taking his children to or from camp, and Jack Valenti arrived about 30 minutes late, all of which rather set the tone of the meeting, of momentum slowing down, of enthusiasm dissipating. I am sure this is only a scintilla of what I must expect in many things. Nevertheless, it was a very useful meeting of about 3 hours, in which two things at least became clear. One, for our exhibit, Life in the White House, we must have some really superior, marvelous photographs of the interior. We decided on the Yellow Room, the East Room, if possible, the West Hall, and very important, the President's Office. Arthur Drexler mentioned Ezra Stoller as the great architectural photographer, and Frank Stanton quickly agreed. We decided on getting him down here to take some pictures within the next few weeks, if possible. I urged them to try to do it while we were out of town. And the second achievement was a direct answer from Dr. Stanton to Dr. Grover's question. Yes, both of the major networks, CBS and NBC, would give to the Johnson Library a copy of all the footage that they had of President Johnson's own speeches, trips, events during his presidency, and closely related shows. They would do it in the year 1969 for tax purposes, so we could expect it sometime after January 20th. Dr. Grover and I felt at least this was pinned down. A court reporter took everything down. We passed sandwiches and cookies and tea. We discussed the responses to Dr. Grover's questionnaire, which had been mailed to White House visitors. And surprising it was, not bearing out some of my preconceived answers about the interest in weddings, for instance. We set Sunday, September the 29th, as our next meeting day, and we left feeling that we had accomplished a good deal simply by grinding away. We walked through the Yellow Room and through the East Room, with an eye to how we could use a great photograph of those rooms blown up as a backdrop for exhibits in front of them that would tell of life in the White House. Perhaps a few minutes of the film of Linda's wedding or of a bill signing in the East Room. About 5:30, I said goodbye to them and began my second meeting of the day, this time Liz and Simone and Tony Loeb and Don Peterson, to work on the script for the West Hall filming, which will begin tomorrow, the main reason for my returning. This lasted until 8 o'clock, and both exhausted and exhilarated by the sense of useful work for for the last 6 hours or so, I said goodnight to them all and settled down to a quiet bridge game with Linda and Allen and sweet Mrs. Boyd, eating my supper off of a tray whenever I was dummy. It was a comfortable, cozy evening in the West Hall, to the extent that one could close out the world outside. Headlines that said HHH was bending toward a peace plank in Vietnam, and that another president, to whom we had come to feel close, was practically at death's door. Eisenhower's condition is extremely critical, the headlines read, and the feeling I could not quite talk away that I should be with Lyndon the days of this month, even though these projects here called out to be done.